Kraken Rising, written by Greg Beck and read by Sean Mannion. O'Kane leaned closer to the small screen, waiting. Sea Shadow coming up on screen should be... Oh, God! The seaman's mouth hung open. O'Kane stared, feeling his stomach lurch. Nothing could ever prepare any man or woman of the sea for what confronted him on that tiny screen. O'Kane pushed himself upright and slowly looked down at his right hand, spreading his fingers, then closing them into a fist. In the hand of a god, he thought. Into his head jumped a few lines of a 200-year-old poem by Tennyson, and much as he wanted to cast it out, it sang loud in his mind. Below the thunders of the upper deep, far, far beneath in the abysmal sea, his ancient, dreamless, uninvaded sleep, the Kraken sleepeth. No, not sleeping, thought O'Kane. Now awake. He raised his eyes back to the screen and continued to stare at the thing that engulfed his entire submarine. Rivets popped in the skin of the vessel, and then the super-hardened hull started to compress. The 33-foot diameter submarine began to buckle, and he saw that the automated distress beacon had been activated. "We're gonna breach!" The shout came from behind him, and he spun, roaring his commands. "Sound general quarters! Increase internal pressure! Close all watertight doors! Shut down everything non-essential and watch for goddamn fires!" The hull groaned again as they continued to descend into the darkness. "What do we do?" The seaman at the screen looked up at him with a face the color of wax. O'Kane could feel the crew's eyes on him. He could feel the fear coming off them in waves. His hand went to the key around his neck. The high-tech prototype submarine had self-destruct capability. He alone could trigger it. "What do we do, sir?" The man gulped dryly, his face twisted. If there was one thing O'Kane was sure of, while there was life, there was hope. His hand fell away from the key. "We pray,"